I don't want to blow this story out of proportion, but in the 30 years that I've been on the internet, whether it's been the multimedia internet that I'm on now or early chat rooms back in the late 80s at the University of Missouri, this is the story, the biggest, most important story ever to hit the internet. Because at long last, we have genderqueer feminist dating advice for straight women. Yeah, you're excited, aren't you? Maybe not. Well, at least we can have a good laugh over this, maybe. Hi, everybody. I'm Steve Green with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, and this is your right angle on what did I say it was? Gender, queer, feminist. Oh, intersectional feminist dating tips for straight women.
I have no idea what any of that means. Go ahead.
It's very important. Scott, I don't know what it means either. Anyway, we're here for BillWhittle.com and the members who make this possible. Gents, Lara Witt, and I feel like we've run across her on an earlier segment. I did some searching. I couldn't come up with anything, but she runs the Femme Feministe website, and that sounds so familiar. Plus, she already has me blocked on Twitter, so I do feel like we've covered her before. She has a list of 10 questions that women, straight women, should ask on their first date with a man. And I just so happened to write these down. So, Scott, let's start with you. Let me just hit you with these first five questions and maybe either get your answers or just some feedback from you. The first question is, do you believe that Black Lives Matter? What are your thoughts on gender and sexual orientation? How do you work to dismantle sexism and misogyny in your life? What are your thoughts on sex work? And finally, are you a supporter of the BDS movement? That's the boycott, divest, and sanction movement against Israel, of course. So, Scott, you're sitting at a lunch table, say, enjoying a cup of coffee and some food with the young lady peppering you with these questions. What do you do?
And some arugula.
Don't well, because I've kale. Been trained in sales, I would, as most good salespeople understand, I would answer a question with a question. And my question in response to this would be, would you like a slice of key lime pie? Because, see, that's the kind of thing that I'm accustomed to talking to people about.
Yes, on a date.
On a first date. Now, who knows? You know, maybe after 15 years of marriage, when you've run out of all other things to talk about, you can begin to explore what you think about, you know, esoteric talk news channel subjects. But as many people have commented on Twitter, and you did in our members only episode here, or maybe Bill did, I mean, this is pretty much a good way to kill a relationship right off the bat. The idea that in order to be able to have a relationship with somebody, you need political synchronicity on all subjects, I think is absurd. And, you know, the lie has been put to this by people like, you know, Mary Madeline and James Carville, who are, you know, Democratic and Republican consultants. One might argue they're all playing for the same team, but still they are ideologically opposed to each other. And yet somehow they found a way to have a lovely marriage and express love and respect for each other. And I think this, while it seems like a trivial topic, Steve, I think it gets to the heart of what's wrong with the country, in essence, why we can't come together, so to speak, as a country. And it's because we have elevated political brinksmanship above everything else, above respect, above love, above grace, above humility, above mercy. And because of that, it seems like you're being told you can't have a relationship with somebody who disagrees with you on a topic. And that's just, I think, is patently false. And anybody who's been married for any number of years knows that you are going to disagree on things. Some of those are substantive, some of those are trivial, but there are going to be disagreements in your marriage. And if you think, well, I used to tell people who were having trouble in their marriage, and I would tell them, look, if you and your husband saw everything the same way, then one of you would be unnecessary.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, it's kind of redundant. So anyway, I obviously this has come into for a lot of lampooning from the right, but I think that it does surface this deeper issue of, can we actually have relationships that aren't completely tainted with politics?
Indeed. Well, Scott, you really cut to the heart of this issue. You know, my wife and I have been together, coincidentally, for 15 years now, and there are things we don't talk about. For example, I don't bring up Steely Dan in her presence, and she doesn't try and play Savage Garden when I'm around, and it just makes for a much happier relationship. Bill, I've got the next set of five questions for
I'm
you. I'm
ready to take some notes.
Oh,
Go.
I bet you are. What? Oh, God, you know, God, I'm getting turned on just reading this question. What is your understanding of settler colonialism and indigenous rights? Do you think capitalism is exploitative?
Hold on, hold on. That's a separate question?
That's a separate question. Third question.
Hang on, hold on.
Can any
Okay.
human
No,
be...
number seven is capitalism, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Number eight, can any human be illegal, as in alien or resident?
Yeah.
Question number nine, do you support Muslim Americans and non-Muslim people from Islamic countries? And finally, does your allyship include disabled folks? And I have to laugh because the last line of the article is explaining this question, and I swear, Lara Witt wrote, "On a date with someone who uses ableist slurs, walk away."
That's
What,
awesome.
Bill, you know, instead of those five questions, let me just ask you one of my own.
No, 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 no,
Why
no, I've
do
got
gay
it.
women want straight women to be lonely and unhappy?
Because they're lonely and unhappy, and the whole purpose of feminism is to destroy fun as we know it. So I had an interesting look at these questions. What's your opinion on colonialism? What's your opinion on capitalism? Are some human beings illegal? What about Muslims? And number 10, do you know any disabled folks? And I think I can answer them in one sentence,
No.
going backwards. I do know disabled people who are U.S. military veterans who drop bombs on Muslims in bad places because some humans conduct very illegal activities. And because of capitalism, they have been able to go in there and basically store some sort of colonial sense of civilization to a very murderous pit of vipers and scoundrels.
I want to go on a date with this guy, not that there's
yeah,
anything wrong with that.
so there you go. Yeah. This whole thing is, as you say, it's about the politicization of everything. It reminds me of the Obama administration's attempt several years ago to, here's how you can sell Obamacare to your relatives at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
At which point I would say it's time for a hose, some sort of garden hose, you know, or what do you know that guy, you know that sour apple spray you give, you shoot in the mouth of dogs, you know, when they're being bad? You know, that's what you really should do with people like that. Don't hurt them. You just think, no, bad, bad, bad. Don't do that. Listen, I think my whole answer to this would be pretty simple. I'm tempted to say my first answer would be, if she'd asked me all 10 of these questions, I'm tempted to want to say, do you know who I am? But I've never been prone to that kind of
No, I think,
egotistical answer. So,
Bill, I think you
so
would
what,
say,
my final,
baby, don't you know who I am?
Baby. My final answer would be, I see some difficulties in this relationship going forward. However, because I can see the issue of feminism and the destruction of the patriarchy is so important to you, I'm going to do something. I've changed my behaviors and do something that I've never done before as a result of this conversation with you. It is, in fact, a very extremely feministic move and extremely anti-patriarchal move. I've been on a few bad dates before in my life, and I've always felt it was my obligation to pick up the check. But this time, I'm going to let you pick up the check for having ruined this evening. And I am divorcing you from this particular contingent of the patriarchy, and you can send me a thank you note when you get home.
Beautifully said. Yeah, the only question is, I would have, I guess, Bill, is sort of in line with you. And it's like, it just... If I fail a certain number of these questions, are you going to pick up half the check?
She's picking up the whole thing.
That seems fair.
Yeah. I minded my own business. I was a charming gentleman of a guy.
Oh, boy. Folks, I'm not sure what to do here. I brought up a topic, such a rich vein of just absolute crap to mine out of the earth that Bill and Scott have actually said everything I could possibly want to say to anybody peppering me with questions like this on what is supposed to be a nice get-to-know-you first date. And you know what? The famous question from, gosh, almost 30 years ago now was, can't we all just get along? Well,
Something
we can't.
Wrong.
Not if this is what a first date is going to turn into. So leave the politics aside. Leave the social construct theory in your car. Enjoy a nice romantic dinner. If it works out, maybe you'll work out these things later. And if it doesn't, try again. But leave the politics at the door, all right? All right. And that is your right angle on, what was it again? Gender, queer, intersectional.
No. It was a segment on Hell on Earth.
Hell on Earth. That's indeed what it was. Brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. And hey, we've got gift subscriptions available for the holidays. So go over to BillWhittle.com, check that out, and give the gift of, what are you going to call this? Loudmouth liberty to your loved ones.
And, yeah, America's future.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Thanks for watching.
Before we post this, could we just check one more time that that wasn't a parody article?
I checked.
No. No, it's not. They're parody people.